special in-studio guest here in the Red Velvet Cake Studios this morning is Mike Epps.
Hey.
From Indianapolis.
Shout out to Naptown.
Yeah.
Shout out to Naptown. It's cold out there. Mama, turn the heat up out there on them.
Yeah. We're going all the way, baby.
We're going all the way.
The Coats. I'm on the bandwagon, Mike.
Woo!
Yeah.
The shout out to the Coats. I love Indianapolis. I was in Indianapolis when the Coats arrived in the 80s. And I'm just so proud of Indianapolis, man, because they count us out all the time. You know, we lost our quarterback. We came in with a new guy, and we back, baby.
Yeah.
And you beat your old quarterback.
We had to show him. That's why we got rid of you.
That's right. That's why we got rid of you, even though you was MVP.
MVP.
Yeah, but you had to go.
His head was too big for them helmets at the Coats.
That is a big head.
Man, he's ahead of his class.
A big head. Yeah. Man, he got a huge nugget.
His head is big. He don't have dreams. He have movies. Man.
These some of the jokes you're going to be doing in Miami this weekend.
Yeah, I'm going to be in Miami this weekend at the James L. Knight Center.
With Bruce.
Shout
Adele.
Out. Adele.
Adele Givens.
That's right.
Then January 16th, Columbus, Georgia with Adele.
Columbus, Georgia. We on our way.
And then on Valentine's, you and Adele?
Me and Adele. And Gary Owens. We got a white guy rolling with us now.
He's very sensitive about the pronunciation his name. Have you seen him on the reel?
Gary
Owens. He said black people love to put that S on the end of his name.
Owens.
Yeah. He's very sensitive about that.
You know what? He's a master hanging with the slaves now. You got to put that S on the back of it. Hey, you ain't out there putting cotton in the fields. You know we're going to put an S on the lady of name. Man, I really enjoy getting up this early, man.
Why don't we believe you, Mike?
And then you're going out with George Lopez and DL and
we got this
whole bunch of folks.
Yeah, we got this new Black and Brown tour. We took the Kings of Comedy and mixed it up with a couple guys who wished they could have did the Kings of Comedy. And we brought back the Black and Brown tour. George Lopez is the host.
Wow.
I'm on the tour. Charlie Murphy, Eddie Griffin, Cedric Entertainer, DL Hughley.
Oh, wow.
Man, a lot of us is on there.
You're not going to call for anything?
Bob Saget?
No, he ain't know.
Bob Saget. Bob Saget cursed so much. Have you seen Bob Saget? Oh, my God.
Yes, Bob Saget is the man of foul mouth.
Man, his mouth is so foul.
And when do you start shooting Pryor?
I start shooting Pryor in March.
Yeah?
Yeah, Richard Pryor. We're going to be shooting in L.A., New York, and Man, I'm really, really nervous, but it's a good nervous. I'm really scared. I got to represent the king, man. You know, Richard Pryor,
You've been looking forward to this for a long time, man.
I know, man.
I mean, how long have we been talking about this?
Well, you know what? It left me, and it came back. Mm-hmm. So I think it's just meant
it
for me
meant to be.
Yeah, and I think I was born to play the brother, you know. Our lives are so parallel in so many ways.
Do you have the voice down, Mike? Have you been working on
it? I got
it,
Jack. Yeah, I got it.
Let me hear it. Can we hear it?
You want to hear it?
Yeah.
You listening to me now, Jack?
Oh, yeah.
Right now. You dig? Yeah.
That's it.
That's it. That's it. He got it.
Yeah, that's it. I'd like to thank you right now for having me on the Tom Joyner Show. Really.
And he really did. When he was talking low, it was a different Pryor, right?
I know, but hold up for one second.
Man. Oh, my God.
He got it.
That was really good.
He got it, man.
Wow.
Keep it for just one second.
I love
and
Richard Pryor.
All the work you had to put in to do that, man.
Well, you
all
know what? I think that's why I got it. Because, you know, been there myself.
You had a drug problem like Pryor? Well, not like Pryor.
Well, you know what? I think when you're a real artist, I think that you have, you know, most great artists had some kind of problem at some point in their life.
Either
you know?
Relationships, alcohol, yeah. Right, drugs, you're right.
You know, and I fight demons all the time. I fight stuff.
What are your demons?
What are my demons?
Yeah.
IRS. Okay. No, I'm just kidding. No. I think alcohol and drug addiction is hereditary sometimes. Some of us, we just can't fight it. Mm-hmm. You know, but I've been doing really, really good with myself. And
runs in your family?
I don't want to say that. I don't think my father's up this time of morning. Daddy, are you listening to this? Or are you at McDonald's right now?
That's where he hangs out.
Yeah, he hangs out at McDonald's on 38th Street. Him and all his older buddies.
They go in and get that senior
They go
citizen,
in and get that coffee, coffee all day long.
That's how they do it.
Oh, my God.
And talk to the little younger.
Take up all the good-ass seats. You right.
Talk to the young girl.
That's it.
That's what your daddy does.
Yeah, bro. You want a McMuffin? You want a Mc? You know they got the new McMuffin this morning.
Does he drop your name? Yeah. You know my son?
All the time. Well, they know him in there. They actually, you know, when they can't get to me, they come straight to the McDonald's. Have you seen Mike? I don't talk to Mike. I don't talk to him. You know, he's busy doing his thing. I don't. And then he come back and call me. You know, so-and-so asked about you. And he said, he came to me one day. He said, yeah, man, a linebacker was looking for you today. I said, well, a linebacker? He was talking about some girl. Cause I guess she's built like a linebacker.
Oh my God.
He said, yeah, she had a son, too. I said, what? The little boy looked just like you. I said, what? I said, what'd he look like? He said, a fat you.
Oh,
I said, oh, man, that wasn't my son.
Oh, my God. That's like at a scene out of Top 5.
Yeah, man.
He walks up. Have you seen Top 5?
No, I haven't seen it. I wasn't in it. So I don't know how they're going to call the Top 5, and it wasn't one in there. One comedian, one good comedian in the whole movie.
Not one?
Not one. I don't know why they keep giving Chris Rock movie opportunities. He's not a movie star here.
Thank you very much.
He's a great stand-up.
He's a great stand-up.
He's a good stand-up.
Yeah, and a good meerkat. He's a meerkat.
A what?
A meerkat.
You've seen the cartoons.
Yeah. When do these white people, they blind, man. They keep giving the wrong black dude opportunities in the movies.
But here you are. You're going to have a big opportunity with this movie coming. This is going to take you to a whole nother level.
Yeah, this is.
Are you going to be able to take some friends with you? I mean, like, friends you've known for a while. You've been to the club.
You've been on.
Yeah.
You got a lot of, you still have a lot of casting to do.
Yeah, you got a lot of casting. Still have a lot of casting to do. This is a big movie, man.
Who's gonna play Richard Pryor's wife? Who's gonna play your wife?
One of them. Wives.
Yeah, they got a whole list of them, man. I'm pretty sure you know.
How many did he have?
Rogers, the seven.
He had five.
He had seven total.
Yeah, he married one
seven,
twice.
Seven.
He married Jennifer Pryor twice.
And who's gonna play Jennifer?
Kate Hudson.
Interesting.
Kate Hudson's playing.
Interesting.
Yeah.
So is his wife a part of the production? Is she?
No doubt. Jennifer Pryor, you know, she owns the rights to everything, you know.
And his kids, are they involved in any way?
Oh, I don't know. You know, I'm just an actor for hire. I don't get caught up in the family.
Okay, you don't get involved in all the family drama.
I don't even say nothing about that. I just, woo, Lord.
Just go to work.
Okay, so unlike Selma, we'll be able to hear some of the words that Richard Pryor
said. Yeah.
In the movie. Not like Selma where you had to make up speeches. Because
the King kids wouldn't let him use the speeches.
You know, they wouldn't give the speeches to the movie.
Wow.
Yeah, they wouldn't. I mean, obviously the price was too great for them. And so they went ahead.
Well, I heard the movie's incredible anyway.
It is, even without the speeches. But in this movie for Richard Pryor, we will get to hear.
And one thing about this Richard Pryor movie, I want to tell the world that the Richard Pryor movie will be just as big as Selma and any other black history movie that you ever seen, because Richard Pryor had a more, almost just as strong as an effect as Martin Luther King on black, with black people. This dude was talking about race. He was talking about cops jumping on black people back in the day, you know, before it even happened.
He really did, yeah.
And the cops put a hurting on you, Jack.
What was your favorite Richard Pryor album?
That Negro's Crazy.
Yeah. Yeah.
Woo.
That's one of the first albums, That Negro's Crazy.
Man.
You ever heard the album Craps? Have you heard that album?
I loved it.
I'm going to play some Richard Pryor next.
Yeah. Yeah.
A lot of bleeps.
It ain't a Jesus. Mudbone. Oh, man.
All that.
He was great, man. We love Richard Pryor. He was definitely a trendsetter, man. And, you know, I'm going to represent him the best way I can.
Congratulations, man.
Congratulations.
Thank you so much. Yeah. I appreciate y'all.
Yeah.